unlike other shows on this network. We are going to strive for maximum effort today. Maximum effort! Welcome, Fernando. What's that you say? That's what I thought.
Fernando Panther is not in the building.
It's raining too hard. It's raining too hard. Fernando, wait till you hear what Warren and I got to discuss while you weren't here about where we're going to take the show. You're going to love it.
We're going to do to you what Deadpool wants to do to you.
To pretty much everybody. Here you go, people. Spoiler alert.
Start from the beginning.
Spoiler alert. We're going to talk about Deadpool.
And there will be spoilers. And there'll be stuff in there that'll make you go, I didn't see that.
I did not see a lot of this coming, which was so great, because normally you see so much coming, and I'm glad it's a Deadpool movie, because I can say that, and I don't even have to giggle about the double entendre there. Normally you see so much coming in the movies that it's orgasmic. But back to Deadpool, the rated R superstar.
Oh, look at you.
Pretty good weekend.
You look at you.
Stealing my WWE references there.
Yeah, they didn't do too bad in the box office.
First
movie to topple Infinity Wars.
That's how we refer to it here.
First movie to topple the Xfinity Wars.
Mm-hmm. But when I saw it, and I went Friday afternoon, I do the matinee thing, right? I am cheap. If I was a bird, I'd be a cheap, 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 cheap. I did the matinee, and it wasn't... Less people there than, like, DC, you know, Justice League, Black Panther, Thor. So I was kind of surprised that it actually had a good weekend. Because the weird thing was, is I pulled up to the movie theater, and there were tons of cars, and I'm going, crap, I'm not going to be able to get in to see the Deadpool.
Yeah, we went to the 12:45 showing on Sunday. And if there was 50 people,
yeah,
I would be surprised. I'm thinking it's more in the low 40s.
Yeah, I went like 11:50, I think it was, on Friday, and there was like 10 people, which was surprisingly low.
Yeah, well, for Avengers, we went to the same theater, actually the same theater in the multi-theater. In the multiverse of the multi-theater,
yeah,
we were in the same
theater.
Theater. It was packed for Avengers.
Yeah.
We got, you know, there were no open seats anywhere.
Yeah.
But there were only about 40 people for Deadpool. So now, Deadpool is a rated R movie, a very rated R.
A niche movie.
Yeah. If you took your kids to see Deadpool and they're under
21,
I would say you're a bad parent. So there goes our last parental.
No, most of the people that listen to the show know that we think they're bad parents. I have a empty theater story. Quick little empty theater story.
Uh-oh. Does this involve your pants?
No.
Okay.
Kind of.
Go ahead.
So I went to the matinee. I came down here and I walked in the theater and I could like see a whole bunch of people. And I literally got there like 5 minutes before it started. And I thought, I wonder where all the pipples are. Right, and I was like, but I know I'm in the right place because they told me theater 11, and I'm in theater 11. I don't see no pipples. So I pick a row. I come around. I go up the stairs. I go about halfway up, right? And I didn't count, so I can't say I was halfway up knowingly, right?
You're not exactly.
Not exact, right?
In
that area.
And a half.
And there was a guy sitting about three rows in front of me. There was a couple people back, a couple people off to the side, and I went in about five seats, right? I don't need to be in the middle of the theater. I know some people are like, I need to sit in the middle of the theater or the top of this.
Or if you watch Big Bang Theory, you got Sheldon going out looking for the sweet spot for the audio.
Yeah, I don't watch it. So, anyways, I sit down. I'm not a small person, right? I make myself comfortable in those tiny little seats.
Stretch out and
you know,
yourself.
Be like, man, I gotta lose some weight, or they gotta put in bigger seats.
That's why I asked if you kept your pants on.
Right. So I'm sitting there, and with like 2 minutes ago, they're rolling through the trailers. I hear, excuse me, and I look to my side, and there's a couple in my row. Everybody in the theater could have sat every other row one person a row, and we still had room. 20% of the audience decided they wanted to walk in front of me. For no, they could have went in the row in front of me and never, or the row behind me.
But that wasn't the sweet spot.
Apparently, that wasn't a sweet spot. So I was like, so then they get in my row, and they didn't go like all the way over to the other side, so I could fart and do what I needed to do. They sat like four seats over.
That was an invitation. This is Deadpool. That was an invitation for you to sit beside.
Oh, they wanted a threesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking of that. If I had known that, I mean, they were ugly, but, you know, whatever, right? It's Deadpool. It would have been okay. So that just kind of annoyed me. It's like, go sit in an empty seat. Why are you making me get up and stand up so you can go by?
Yeah, that makes no sense. But
that was just annoying.
There are people like that.
Yeah, and I met two of them. So I enjoyed it. I had a great time. I really liked that movie. I laughed. I cried. I didn't cry.
You cried?
No, I didn't cry. I laughed. I laughed a lot. Almost last saw it, I cried.
I was very upset that the spoilers, that they killed off his girlfriend. That upset me because I was really looking forward to seeing her in some additional skimpy clothes.
Yeah, that's true. She's hot. Yeah. She is hot.
She's on Gotham, and they don't play that up at all.
Yeah, they don't show it. They never seem to show enough of her. I can't even think of her name, but she is definitely hot. It started off, you know, with her, him killing people. I mean, he's Deadpool. He's an assassin. That's what he does.
Merc with a mouth.
Yeah, Marina Bakarin. That's her name. Yeah, she's pretty smoking hot. And, you know, like, I was like, okay, you know, and watching the trailers, I was like, all right, Deadpool's going to try and save this kid, you know, keep him away, and we didn't really know what it all was. And I was so wrong on everything I thought the movie was going to be.
And that was intentional.
Yeah, that was great.
Ryan Reynolds and the other writers, they intentionally misled us with all these different commercials and hijinks and stuff throughout.
Yeah, I mean, you were saying that they even shot video just to intentionally misdirect us.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
A whole article, Terry Crews, who played Bedlam. He said, we shot enough film to do the commercials to make you think that X-Force was really going to be there. And then we all agreed that we weren't going to say a word to ruin it for any of the fanboys out there.
It was awesome.
That X-Force only existed for 10 minutes.
Were they even there that long?
Well, he said 10 minutes.
Yeah, it would have been it was tight. That would have been a tight stretch. But, yeah, it was just great. I did not see that coming. I know, no clue it was going to be Juggernaut in the cell. No clue it was going to be Juggernaut. And to be honest with you, with watching all the trailers, I assumed X-Force was going to fight Cable, and I didn't see the team up there either.
No, because you thought Cable was the only quote-unquote villain.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the kid.
And then Juggernaut.
Well, Juggernaut's just a hired gun, really.
He was a sidekick.
Warren has this crappy show idea about bad sidekicks.
Who are the worst sidekicks of all time in science fiction?
You are the worst sidekick.
I'm not in science fiction. I mean,
This is not real. I was totally misdirected. I love the way he breaks the fourth wall all the time. I love the way he makes fun of everything, like Avengers and DC. And I was almost in tears laughing when he did the timeline corrections at the end.
Well, okay, we've already kind of alluded to this, and this is a good place to bring it. How many roles did Ryan Reynolds play in the movie?
Just Ryan Reynolds. Well, Deadpool and Juggernaut.
No.
No?
Well, okay. Yes and no.
All right, help me out.
All right, so he played Deadpool, played Wade Wilson, Deadpool.
Right.
He played Juggernaut, which we didn't miss.
Well, half of Juggernaut.
He gets credit for playing Juggernaut, part of Juggernaut. He also played the old school Deadpool.
Well, yeah.
And he played himself getting shot in the head for accepting the role of Green Lantern. So he played four different roles in the movie.
Well, no. Two were the same.
No.
Weapon X was Deadpool.
It was, but it wasn't really the same Deadpool.
It was Wade. It was Wade Wilson. It was a different...
Yeah, it was badly done.
That's
why...
I was glad to
see
that.
That's why he shot him.
Right, and that was awesome to see the Wolverine, you know, there and the look. And you know that's like stock footage they cut in, and that was even better that he wasn't in the movie. I think that was even better.
Yeah, we got to see a lot more of the mutants from X-Men.
Yeah, we got
just
to
about
see
three Beast. Or 4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't even know if we saw that long a Beast. You know, I thought they did a great job with a lot of different things, and they wrapped a lot into it. The kid's character was annoying. I guess maybe he was supposed, like, I didn't want him to save the kid. I was like, yeah, you should kill the kid. But then I was like, he's doing it for that hot chick, so.
He's got to do it to make it to get to his, right? You know.
I love how they use take on me. And then they had the a cappella version of it or whatever, the unplugged version of it. They did a lot of good. It was just a fun movie. You know, a lot of sick Deadpool jokes and sexual reference things that, you know, cover your ears if you're under 40 or so.
Yeah.
The dummies that needed me to move, I'm going to call them dummies. I hope they're listening. After the movie, they were like, you laughed a lot at a lot of things that we didn't understand. You're at the wrong movie, right? If you didn't see the first one, if you didn't see, you know, all the Marvel movies and the Green Lantern and... the X-Men movies, you know, there's a lot of movies you have to see. Even the DC ones, they're like, you're so dark. You sure you aren't from DC? Just the way he pokes fun at everything, it's just funny. It's just a good...
And he kills himself multiple times.
Yeah, I don't know if I needed to see little boy Deadpool pantsless. That was... That was just way over.
Well, they kind of played it like that a little bit last time.
Yeah, but that was
way
over. Getting
the little tiny
over.
Hands, and this time it was the little tiny legs, and he gets up and walks around.
Yeah, that was like borderline of, oh my God, they're going to bust me for kitty disform, or I don't know. That was bad. I like, crap, I can't think of her name, the old black blind lady.
Leslie Uggams,
thank you. I love her character in it. Especially when Castle comes in the door. Cable comes in the door. They're all pointing the guns. She puts a gun out the window and he like turns it.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the Cable character?
I liked it. I think...
Because you were ambivalent towards it from the commercials.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was going to like Cable or not in the movie. But I feel like they did a pretty good job. You know, I think, it was kind of, he was a believable character. You know, they give him the depth and they're like, oh, he's got to, you know, doing this for his family, you know, but he kind of seemed like a badass, but he wasn't, right? I mean, he wasn't. I liked him.
Well, you know, in the comics, he hangs out with Deadpool for a lot of different, no, I can't say partners, but they work together on multiple levels throughout some of the Deadpool comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, you know, Josh Brolin, I think, did a great job playing Cable.
Yeah.
It made it believable, unlike Thanos. I still don't see it in Thanos. But that's why I went meh on Infinity Wars.
Yeah, definitely.
He played a better Cable than he played Thanos, in my opinion.
Thanos, I think, is a very hard character to play.
Yes, because everything's CGI. He's basically just doing the voice, although he's wearing the bodysuit to.
Well, I didn't mean that. I mean the type of character, right? They call him the Mad Titan. But in the movies, they made it like the silent crazy mad titan. Right? He wasn't really a mad titan. He was just trying to balance things.
But from his own perspective, he was trying to balance things.
Right.
That's why he was insane, because no one else believes that's an issue.
Well, that doesn't make you insane. That just makes you ahead of the times.
Do not become a Thanos apologist.
I like Thanos and the apologies that come with him.
Because you would probably be one of the ones that he smote.
In that movie, no, I was. Remember, we did the website.
We did do that.
In that movie, though, Thanos was trying to be emotionless. Smited. Through all of it, he was trying to be like this, like completely emotionless.
Detached
guy who was going to do his mission and accomplish it no matter what. And the only time we even saw him get broken up at all was when he threw Gamora off the cliff. Right? Other than that, he wasn't mad. Even when he like fought with Hulk, he wasn't ever angry. He wasn't ever happy. When he accomplished his mission, he was content. He wasn't happy. Right? So I think that's a hard character to play. You're the biggest, baddest bad guy in the universe as
the Mad Titan.
Thanos, the Mad Titan. Yet, and look, in every movie, bad guys have these big swings in emotions.
Kind of like the kid in Deadpool.
Yeah, right. And in Avengers Infinity War, he didn't get to do that. Even Cable had some anger, confusion.
Well, he was pissed because that kid killed his
wife and daughter. Anger, confusion, revenge, all this stuff. While Thanos the whole time was just, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do very, very goal oriented.
Psychopathic.
Mission. Yeah.
He's a psychopath.
Oh, I don't know about that. He seems like an all right guy.
You'd have a few beers with him.
Oh, yeah. I would totally sit down and have a couple beers with him. But he zapped me out of existence. Punk ass. I can see that being hard. And I think Cable had more emotion and more depth and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that I didn't like the character Thanos. I just think that was a very hard character to play. And for what I envisioned they were trying to pull off, I actually thought he did it well. I gotta imagine it's gotta be pretty hard being that monotone during an entire movie.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but they could have done better.
Maybe.
And again, I was underwhelmed, meh, for Avengers, but I think Josh Brolin really hit a home run with Cable. Now, if Cable ever goes into another movie, it's a different story. Really, he can only play in the X-Men or Deadpool environment. I don't think he can come over to the MCU.
Yeah. But Juggernaut has bounced around between them all.
Juggernaut's not been in the MCU.
Well, he's fought Hulk a couple times.
Well, in the comics, but not in the MCU.
Oh, yeah, not in the movies. But here's a question that both Warren and I had. I wish Fernando was here, because he'd come up with some BS reason why this was. But how come there wasn't a necklace around, a prison belt thing around Juggernaut's neck? Why did he still have his
powers?
And
why did he keep his helmet?
You know, and how did he get it right? Why did he keep his helmet?
Well, because his helmet is to keep people from getting in his mind and controlling him.
Right.
Because he wants to be uncontrollable.
Yeah. You know, he's more like a soldier of fortune than a bad guy or a good guy, right? Kind of goes, that kid got him out of jail. He was going to help. That kid broke him out. He was going to help that kid get his revenge.
Then probably squishing.
Or have no use for him, right? But that made no sense. And I would have never thought Colossus would win a fight with Juggernaut.
He didn't really. He just slowed him down long enough
to stick a cable in his butt and push him into a pool.
Electric cable. High voltage cable.
I did stick cable in his butt. Oh, hey. That would have actually been a better storyline. Plot twist. Lots of good plot twists, though. I really enjoyed it. I had a good time. Yeah, I laughed a lot.
The biggest one for me was the X-Force.
Yeah.
Everyone thought the X-Force was going to be not only a new thing for Marvel, that it could actually be
a series
that could, you know, could carry
because
on.
Because, you know, you're looking, you're like, all right, Terry Crews.
Well, you said that because you probably saw him moving him up and down, and you like it. Like you did on the commercials.
Yeah, the old pecs going up and down. But, you know, like you're like, okay, that makes sense. He actually looks like a comic book superhero. Right?
All in big real life.
Yeah, right. Like in real life. You're like, all right, that makes sense. He's going to be this. And then
Domino. Anyway, they got characters other than Peter and Vanisher who actually look like they should look like.
Yeah. Peter was a good character.
Yeah, well, I guess he did look like he should look like. He's just Joe Average.
Joe Average. He did a good job. And I loved that when he did the time reset, he saved him. Just walk away.
But he didn't save any of the others, though.
No, that was the best part of that. So here, I'll throw out something that I totally had wrong. Because when I watch movies, I always watch for, like, that little thing. I like solving what's going to happen before the end comes. And when Vanessa, Deadpool, Wade's their girlfriend, wife, whatever she is.
Girlfriend.
Said to him, your heart's in the wrong place. I thought, oh, he's going to get stabbed or shot in the heart. And his heart's going to be on the other side of his body because they took it out and put it back in. Or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I thought that's how he was. Like, when he got shot, I was like, he got shot in the heart. And I was like, your heart's in the wrong place. I literally said that out loud. And I was like, oh, bag of D's, you know, like, I didn't mean to do, like, and then, like, it didn't happen like that, and I was like, whoa, all right. Just a lot of surprises. It was refreshing to go to a movie where I was way off. It was fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. I spotted the Stan Lee. He was in the movie, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. It, not as a cameo, but they had painted him on the side of the building. Huh. And the guest spot with Brad Pitt was pretty
that
cool.
That was good. Vanisher, are you even here? That was pretty awesome. And then the one guy from the future getting sucked into the chipper.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was annoying. He deserved that. But, yeah, it was just, in general, it was just a fun movie. Yeah.
Now, I do have some, you know, thoughts about, you know, the end of the movie, the post-credit scenes where, you know, he saved Peter and he did a couple other things. It just didn't quite, the post-credit scene didn't quite go far enough to explain what all was happening. You know, he went back and he killed, the you know, his other selves.
Right, he shot Weapon X.
Yeah, and he shot him, Ryan Reynolds.
He shot Ryan Reynolds. And what else did he do? He saved Peter.
Saved Peter.
And I love that he's sitting there just cleaning up the timelines.
Yep. But so, did he save his girlfriend?
We don't know.
No, we don't know that. Did he do anything else? Because I mean, he is the merc with the mouth, the unpredictable. What else did he do? Don't know.
Yeah. Well, does he give the time traveling thing back now that he knows? I don't like the teenage Neosporum, whatever she is. The girl.
Negasonic Warhead?
Yeah, that's what I said. Neosporum Warhead. I don't know. I don't like that character.
They didn't really use her this time. They used her more last time than this one.
Yeah.
And her girlfriend, hi, Wade.
Hi. I actually like the anime character was actually kind of fun. I was like, oh, all right, they went there. That's actually pretty funny. But I don't really like her character. I'm a little shocked.
What?
That, what's her name? Vanessa, I thought, you know, like you said, I thought he was going to reset the timeline.
It didn't show anything like that.
Yeah, it didn't show anything like that. So we don't know where that's going. Yukui, or however you say it, was an Asian girl who was dating the Nessionic teenage warhead, which is just horrible. I mean, I like her superpowers, but the actress, that just doesn't match.
And I loved, I absolutely loved how they kept calling him trainee.
Yeah, that was good. I'm an X-Men.
Trainee!
I liked when he shot the guy in the neck when he went to first find Russell, the little delinquent kid. In the very beginning, you know, like, that's cool. Like, Deadpool is a complete degenerate, but he stands up for the little kids and stuff like that. I really thought after he got his powers back, he was going to go back after that dude that said, I heard you were the baddest guy in here and stuff. You know, in the jail scene, you know, the prison bitch scene, we'll call it. I thought he was going to go back for that guy.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm also surprised that you're not upset with the movie a little bit as well.
About?
For revealing your prison pocket secret.
That's not my secret. Russell. yeah. He's like, I got a pen. No, hey, no.
You noticed what kind of pen it was, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
It was one of those naked girl pens where she's got clothes and you turn it upside down.
Oh, I didn't even. See, that means Warren was really checking out the pocket.
Well, he actually showed it on the screen, bigger than life. You must have blinked. It was only on there.
I blinked. I did not catch that.
It's like the Stan Lee thing. It was only there for a second or so.
I did not catch that. I caught Stan Lee. I thought I caught everything. I caught Vanisher, right? You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
That one literally you could have missed if you blinked because it was gone. Yeah. Up there and gone.
That was pretty good, but I did miss that.
For the split second, I was thinking that's Johnny Depp, but no, then I realized, no, that's Brad Pitt.
Yeah, well, I thought it was Hemsworth.
Oh, Thor.
Yeah, I thought it was Thor at first. I'm like, Thor? And I'm like, no. Then I couldn't remember. Then I'm like, I can't think of that guy's name.
Yeah, I was like you, though. When it came to the credits, I had to watch it through. I was really curious of who played Juggernaut.
Yeah, and then they listed it as himself. Yeah. And I was like, what the does that mean? I think I cussed and sweared more during the credits than I did any other time in a movie theater.
Yeah, it was, and then I was expecting a after the music credit scene as well, and they didn't do that.
Nothing, you know. It was
they did it last time with him coming out in that bathrobe and said, "Why are you guys still here?"
Yeah, right, right. I was kind of expecting something like that, so I don't know.
Yeah, they turned the light. We were sat there even for a few.
Yeah,
seconds.
They turned the lights on, and I'm like, huh. You know, and then I realized when people are starting to come pick up trash, I was like, oh,
they're not. It really is over.
It's really over. There's no mas. Well, next week we'll maybe hear from Fernando what he thought. Or maybe we'll just skip it and move on to something else just to piss him off.
Let's do that. Let's go to our five worst science fiction sidekicks.
I will think of something better, people. Even though Warren's going to keep pushing that.
You can't do that.
Warren just likes to be hateful to certain people.
I give you homework ahead of time.
Warren just likes to be hateful to certain people. That's it. Why should I do the homework? You never do any of the homework I assigned. Well, I didn't see that. I didn't do that. I mean, what was it? Was it Thor Ragnarok? You didn't even bother to go see?
No.
Black Panther? What was the one you missed?
I saw him.
Yeah, but after the fact, after the show.
Oh, no, that was Fernando.
No, you missed one.
No, I don't miss any of them.
You did. We go bet five guys on it. That's the standard NTN belt.
It was a TV show. It wasn't a movie.
No, it was a movie. Because you were like, you guys didn't ruin it as bad as I thought. I will go back and find it.
All right.
But we go bet five guys?
No.
Five guys?
No.
No, I'm not going to put the effort into going back and finding
it. Then they'll do it.
You know I'm right. Because if he thought for a second I was wrong, he bet five guys. That is the standard bet on this show and all shows here. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, Fernando won't be scared of the rain. He ain't sugar, trust me. He smells more like